We are, guys. Scary times, I tell you. We're out here. Coronavirus is in full effect, guys. What do you think, Daryl?
Man, it's something else. All right. I don't know what to say, man.
Yeah. So as everybody can probably see, we love the virus. As everybody can probably see, we're joined by once again the handsomest man in Lombos, Bobby Law.
How's it going?
The idea of having Rob back, we know he's been here before, but he's part of the national team who is, I guess, at the moment not attending the World Championships. So we wanted to get a player's thoughts as well as our thoughts on it. So first off, I guess let's go with you, Rob. What do you think about the big news, the postponement of the World Championships?
Well, I mean, it's obviously a little disappointing, but I saw it coming, I guess, for a little while, especially when every other sporting event was getting canceled left, right, and center. So I guess we got the email about it, and it was kind of like, okay, well, there it is. So, yes, it's too bad, but obviously for the right reasons, and not a lot you can do about it. So yeah, better than being quarantined for 14 days when we get there. So.
Yeah, I guess it would be quite unfortunate for people traveling, whether it be the national team or anybody else, just to go somewhere and get stuck in your hotel room or stuck wherever you get placed for 2 weeks.
Exactly.
And then maybe not even knowing when you can come home if things get worse.
Yeah.
Definitely something to worry about. Daryl, how has your life been affected so far?
Well, as of now, I'm working from home full time, so this is my office for everything. It's shut down my office pretty well. People have been all sort of pushed out. If they can work from home, work from home. And those that can't, like for jobs in the company that can't be done, they're either working to get them to work from home, or they're actually spacing them out throughout the company. So wiping down desks of people that have left, cleaning everything out, and then they're spaced around just to give them some distance as well. It's quite unique, and they're doing the best that they can during this time.
Absolutely. Yeah, for me, I guess it's a little bit different situation. Called my doctor with a related health issue because I'm asthmatic, as probably a lot of people know, and just called to ask about some changes I had in my breathing, and now I guess I'm stuck at home for the next 14 days on doctor's orders. So hopefully it's just a regular respiratory problem and not the coronavirus. But I mean, hey, I'm not saying nothing for sure. I think I'm okay, but I have no idea. So it's interesting for sure. Today's I guess I've only been home for 3 hours now, so I'm 3 hours into my 14-day sentence. So it should be
so crazy, man. So crazy.
It's just crazy to me how quickly things went sideways. Like, it was like a month ago when I traveled to Mike's bachelor party in Regina, it was just like, it's in China, but like everyone's like, oh, it's just gonna stay in China, right? So it's really crazy how much it's escalated in the last month, not even.
Yeah. Even last week has been insane, it feels like. I mean, they just, everything keeps coming.
And it's just every day you hear about more cases. It's like almost like out, like what they say in the government stuff. It's like it seems like it's hourly, daily.
Yeah.
Just all the time stuff's going on.
Well, every morning.
Go ahead, Daryl.
I was going to say every morning while I'm working, I get, you know, the notifications that, Prime Minister Trudeau is going to address the situation. Speaking. And then President Trump and Boris over in the UK, and then it just keeps going around. Everybody's doing a day by day update on things that are changing. It's insane.
Yeah, it is wild. And I actually had the I guess not the opportunity, but I challenged myself to reach out to some people across Canada and the country, lawn bowlers, and ask them how it's been affecting them and their thoughts on the World Championships being closed, and actually had some pretty good replies. The general consensus was people were pretty gutted about it, pretty upset. I know for the one person I talked to was Greg Wilson, and he said he was really looking forward to it because it would have been his first World Championships. I know it's a similar thing as you, Rob.
Yeah.
So I think that's a pretty big letdown for our Canadian national team. And then I spoke with Ryan Besser for a little while, and he was saying how he was kind of just waiting for it to happen, and he thinks it's a good thing. And he also is firm, strong believer in that it's going to be rescheduled. I reached out to Aaron Tees on the Australian Jackaroos, and he said he's also gutted about it, and he thinks it had to be done. And yeah, just a couple of more people, Cameron and Jordan Koss, replied to me about it, and just it's all pretty much the same stuff. It's just all people being pretty upset about being able to miss the event, but they understand that it was probably the right thing to do, all jokes aside anyways. So it was nice that people got back to me on that one. I just thought it'd be nice to get another spectacle and different ideas, opinions.
I was just reading the one comment from John Seidman in chat, and he said, really in the last week, ever since Rudy Gobert's diagnosis, the whole world seems to change on a dime. I feel really bad for Rudy. For those that don't know, he's an NBA player. He was diagnosed with it, and then it kind of spread out to the teams that he had played, and it just exploded from there, especially in the NBA, where they eventually said, we're going to shut down. Not only spectators, but we're going to just shut down the league and postpone stuff. And he's kind of been the poster child for the explosion and the shutting down of stuff. And I know I've seen him on Twitter and whatnot just apologizing left and right for all this. And it's not his fault. He's just one of many that were diagnosed with it.
The only thing that I think he probably did wrong is, obviously I don't know the man, but just from what I read online, it seemed like he was like relatively careless when he was sick. Even though the coronavirus was a thing. So, I mean, for that reason, it was kind of unfortunate. But at the same time, I agree. He has done a lot of good things since then with the apologizing. I think he put up $100,000 to help pay for stuff. Well, I think it was for the Utah Jazz or the NBA or something.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, money's money, but
that's crazy.
It is kind of neat how many players and teams have fronted money to help pay the costs of the arena staff and people who work for the teams. I thought that was kind of neat.
Yeah.
For those of you that actually want to get more information on this stuff, I know Luke reads and listens to this stuff all the time. He won't be listening to the radio, I guess, as much. But SiriusXM has a channel that plays updates and informational stuff from actual doctors and experts in the field. I think it's channel 121, Luke.
It's channel 121, and Even if you're not subscribed at the moment, it is free, so anybody can listen to it with a vehicle or radio equipped with SiriusXM.
It's been really good. In the description below for this stream, I've linked the Government of Canada site for all the coronavirus information, stats, what they're doing, the new stuff that's come out, daily updates, and then I've also linked for the bigger Bulls associations, Australia, Scotland, England, and of course Canada, because we're in Canada, and their pages for their responses and what they're doing and all that kind of stuff. So definitely take a look and see what's out there.
Yeah, absolutely. There's definitely a lot of ways that you can educate yourself on it and just kind of have a good idea what's going on. And like in my case, I almost feel like it's half silly that I'm staying at home because I truly do not believe that I have COVID-19. But I think it's like I don't want to be in the same position as some other people. And it's not even I'm worried about myself being sick. Like I don't want my mom to get sick. I don't want people to get sick. I work in people's homes all the time, and I don't want to go to an older couple's house and have them get sick and something happen. So I think it's for everybody who has any sort of symptoms, they should probably reach out to a medical doctor or a public health unit. I'm not sure how it works everywhere but here, but I think that's probably the right thing to do. It's just be cautious, figure it all out. I know a lot of people are probably worried about money and not being able to work. I know in Ontario, the Ontario government has eliminated the wait period for sick benefits. And I believe you can collect it for up to 15 weeks, I think, if that sounds right, Daryl.
Something like that, yeah.
I know they've... Go ahead.
I was going to say, I know the Government of Canada is also trying to put in place some stuff to supplement EI for those that are either out of work or possibly losing their jobs for this. It's serious. It's just things are happening by the hour, like you said, and it's been a good response, but my feeling is, it's possibly going to get worse before it gets better. And we just have to do the responsible things. Like you said, Luke, you may feel okay, you may think there's nothing wrong, but it's the responsible thing to do to actually stay home, make sure you're okay before you actually go out there and do stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. Ryan Stadnick in the chat says, keep up the great work, guys. Appreciate that, Ryan. He says, what about Bowls England's decision to cancel majority outdoor season? Do you think BCB will follow suit? I'll let Rob take the first one on this.
Yeah,
I mean, it's the outdoor season. It's something, this whole situation is kind of hard to wrap your head around. And the outdoor season is the one thing I'm still trying to wrap my head around, is like, what is our bowling season going to look like? Obviously, no one's ever gone through this, so I don't know what I have no idea. I mean, potentially, it's kind of crazy to think that we could be losing a whole season and a whole year of bowls over this. But it's weird, right? As soon as World Bowls got canceled, it was like, okay, well, like with work, you can take off more time, maybe compete more in Canada. But maybe that's not even an option. Which is, it's just, yeah, it's hard to wrap your head around. So I don't know. It's certainly up in the air.
I definitely think it's got to be something that everybody needs to keep in the back of their mind, with bowls, Canada included, just because if there is no vaccine that comes out, we have no idea what's going to happen, and a lot of people could be at risk if we're out there bowling in large groups of people, right? And like, obviously our demographics generally older, the older generation, so yeah. It's probably not a good thing, right? So I honestly wouldn't be shocked if it does get canceled.
Yeah.
I would just throw in there that I know Bulls Canada is working hard at following the situation and following the advice of not only the Government of Canada, but the Sports Medicine Association under the government, as well as Sports Canada and everybody that is associated with sport in Canada. So they've been doing a great job. It's a small crew trying to do what they can for everybody all the way across Canada, and really all they can do is suggest, right? They can cancel the Canadian championships and all that kind of stuff, but it'll be up to the provincial associations as well to figure out what they want to do. And I'm assuming it's the same in other countries. Like in Australia, it would be up to the states to figure out what they want to do, and then in the UK it would be probably each county that wants to figure out what they're going to do with all their local stuff as well.
Yeah, absolutely. And it could go all the way down the line, I suppose. Yeah. I guess the only way it gets canceled is if the government makes some big announcements about public groupings and whatnot going forward, if it gets any more serious than it is already.
Yes. I mean, the first step is postponement, and most of the places have just postponed stuff indefinitely. So we really don't know if it's going to start up again in a few months, in 6 months, in a year. I mean, what is it actually going to look like? And unfortunately, our season is really short here, so our window for actually getting it in is going to be really small, if at all.
Yeah. So, Rob, you're stuck out in Nova Scotia.
I am in Nova Scotia right now.
Do you have any worries that you won't be able to make it home for a while, or what do you think is going to happen there?
Well, as of right now, I'm scheduled to go home April 26th, so I'm hoping that as long as things don't develop, that'll be what continues. But yeah, that's certainly been a thought. It's like mind-boggling to think that even domestic travel could be shut down, but I mean, airports are obviously a place where a lot of people are stuck together, and so yeah.
Airplanes are notoriously disgusting, so.
Yes, exactly. So, it's certainly in the back of my mind, but trying not to worry about it too much right now, just trying to get through our exams out here and dealing with the whole online classes, which I think a lot, or probably all universities in Canada, are switching to right now. So just getting used to the new systems and what that's going to look like for our exam season in the next couple of months.
Are your exams going to be online as well?
Yeah, all our exams will be take-home exams in that format now. We're not quite sure. I don't think a lot of the classes have to decide what that format will look like compared to a normal exam, but that's the word from our school so far.
I know a friend of Daryl and mine that I'm actually pretty close friends with locally here. He goes to the university here, and he was saying rumor has it they're going to have their exams online, and they'll have to have somebody on webcam with you to make sure you're not cheating.
Jeez. Yeah.
Yeah. There's talk about using a plagiarism website for us or some sort of software, but I'm not sure what that's going to look like. But it will be weird to be if they're writing and someone is on a webcam with you.
It would be odd for sure, especially if it's one-on-one, right?
Yeah.
Almost feel a little invasive, I suppose.
Yeah, big time.
If anybody out there's got any questions for us about the coronavirus or anything in general, like, we're happy to talk about anything tonight. We're just here to talk about, that's obviously our main topic today, but we're here to talk about anything. It doesn't all have to be negative. It could be some positive stuff too. I mean, there's a lot of good things going on in the world as well. So any questions, guys, don't be afraid to fire them out. Even if they're personal questions for myself, Daryl, or Rob, don't be afraid.
Absolutely. I just wanted to talk about, state of some of the Bulls stuff in Canada. So I was actually scheduled to do a couple coaching clinics in April, as well as possibly attend some during the year to actually help train coaches, train people, all that kind of stuff. And all of those have been postponed indefinitely, of course. But I know Bulls Canada is looking into trying to find some digital way to do that kind of stuff. And that might actually be an option in the future, where instead of people flying out all over the place and doing that kind of stuff, we're going to be looking at sort of a virtual environment where we connect more like this, where we're just chatting, we're talking, we're doing work together via Skype or whatever other means for communication. I have a feeling that this whole thing is going to drastically change the way we do stuff from day to day. What do you guys feel about that?
Yeah, I think I could agree with that, Daryl. I think where am I trying to go with this? I think people might try to, like, might actually find ways to do certain jobs and social aspects of life that might be considered easier than maybe, like, I don't know, having people work in an office all the time. Maybe people working from home might have to be the thing. Because, like, again, with the spread of the virus, right, like, who knows when we're going to get a vaccine? And if there's no vaccine, it could just go around and around and around like every other illness that we have out there, right? So then there might, a lot of offices like yours, for example, there, maybe people will just get stuck at home. Maybe you'll be working from home forever. Like, who knows? That would suck, right? Mm-hmm. But if there's no vaccine, this virus could just keep bouncing back and forth because it'd be so hard to get rid of it, right? Because there's so many people out there who aren't being tested, and there's so many people out there who are showing no symptoms and just stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's a good reality check for everyone, right? Just to... I mean, a great reminder on hygiene habits, hopefully, for most. And like, so I saw a pretty funny meme on the internet that was talking about how COVID would show that some eatings could be solved in a simple email. It's true. It's going to change a lot of habits in the workplace, I'm sure. And it'd be kind of neat to see the world post COVID-19 pandemic. I mean, it could be a reality we deal with, I mean, ongoing and forever, right? But there's going to be a time when we're not quarantined or locked down in this place. And it'd be cool to see what we're going to be like after that.
Yeah, I was listening to a different podcast, actually, and I thought it was interesting. They were saying, oh, do you remember in 2020 when we used to shake hands?
Yeah.
Actually, there's a good... I was just thinking about this because it's a movie that I used to watch when I was sick, when I was a kid. Demolition Man with Sylvester Stallone and Wesley Snipes, and he goes into the future from the past, and in the future there's no toilet paper. They use three shells, and he gets laughed at when he asks for toilet paper, and they don't touch. Their kind of handshakes are, they kind of throw their hands up and they do this circle, but they don't actually touch hands. And I'm thinking, like, if we start going towards that would be ridiculous.
Got a couple comments there in the chat, Daryl. First off, Garrett says, new viewer, sorry, ... How long have you all been bowling for? Myself, I've been this, I think this would have been, or will be my, I can't math today, a long time.
When did you start?
Started when I was 14, so I guess it'll be old next year. I don't know, a while. Let's just go with a while. I don't want to math.
How about you, Rob?
I'm quarantined. Leave me alone.
This should be year 13 for me, I think.
All right.
I think I'm around the same.
And I'm getting up to year 26.
Oh, Jesus, the senior.
Jeez, you didn't mean to age yourself on that one, did you, Daryl?
No, wow. I'm getting old, man. I'm turning 40 this year, so I'm getting up there.
And Rachel Jonesy says, we will all be back to normal by the first week of June 2020. I really do hope so.
Seriously.
That would be nice. That's optimistic, but that would be very nice, man.
Rob, I got one in the chat for you. I'm just going to send it to you so you can read it yourself. You can reply to it however you'd like.
We will be having our famous handshake there, Gregor. Don't worry.
I don't even want to know, guys. Knowing you two, it could be something bad.
So I'll actually throw this out. So I know, since I know that Greg is actually watching, Greg, as a national team member, hearing all the cancellations, all the stuff that's going on in Calgary, if you could throw into chat how you're feeling and what you think of the whole situation and how it's affecting you, because I know you, your job is you go everywhere. So hopefully it's not taking a toll on you out there.
In the meantime, Daryl, cue the Jeopardy music. And let's talk about something positive. So right. Over the course of this 14-day thing, I'm stuck inside. I might listen to some podcasts. Bobby, where would you listen to a podcast if you were stuck in a 14-day quarantine?
I'd go Spotify.
So the Canadian Bowler Podcast is now available on most major platforms. The only one that we're waiting on is the Apple Podcast, which it should be up there within a couple days, I'd imagine. We're just waiting on some... what are we waiting on, Daryl?
I don't know. Apple's just a little more diligent, I guess, in their viewing of the content. So, yeah, all the links are in the description below. I link to every single audio podcast, depending on what platform you use. You can follow us on Spotify, which is awesome that we got it up there. We'll try to keep everything up to date, and hopefully this will just keep being a regular thing, because we just... love talking about polls, love talking to each other and reaching out to people all across the world.
Yeah, it's definitely fun. I like spreading information, getting other people's thoughts on things. It's nice, and it's I know it's something I like to do, so it's nice that we can share it with so many people.
Yeah.
Driving. Oh, Greg, you dropped the ball. Oh, yes, I guess Greg's still working.
All right.
next time.
So I guess one of the big things that happened today was the closing of the border between U.S. and Canada for any casual travel. Obviously, trade and some labor stuff is still going through, but that's going to be a huge change for everybody in Canada and the U.S., especially for those on the border, because I know a few people that live in the States and work, right? And the NAC is right on the border as well.
That'll be interesting. We've really lost some time with Greg driving.
I know. That's all right.
How long till you get home, Greg? We're here all night.
So as everybody knows, all the stuff for World Bowls has been postponed. The World Indoors, the World Bowls Championships, Bowls Australia has had immediate suspension of all Bowls events. I do know a few people that are still trying to get out there and bowl on their greens alone, so they're just getting out there and bowling and doing whatever, but I don't know how it's going to affect the Bulls clubs here. There's smaller clubs that really struggle to keep it together year to year. If there's a year where they don't have members or people drop off, I don't know if a lot of those clubs will survive. It's going to be a very... interesting kind of checkup to see what's going on all across Canada and what's going to happen to all the bowlers and the clubs that are involved in that.
Absolutely. Question out there. What training will you be doing instead of on the greens? Let's go with you, Rob. You're on the national team.
Yeah, I guess I just saw that one. I think it's kind of maintaining the off-season training, right? It's keeping yourself healthy. We got an interesting email the other day about kind of how you can use this to practice dealing with uncertainty. Obviously, when you're playing a game, you're not sure how things are going to go, or you're not able to control all the factors. And this whole situation is a great way to kind of manage that and focus on what you can control and not what you can't, and practice that. So there's an interesting kind of like mental preparation that you can even use the situation that we're in as a society and dealing with it and using that to kind of strengthen your game. But yeah, for me, sticking with this training plan as is so far, can't be on the greens anyways. I'm hoping that by the time the greens open up, this social isolation is a little less and we can can get out there. But obviously with our demographic being what it is, that might be a little later for us than normal. So
we'll have to go back to the old school basement bowls in the off season and get the old delivery going.
Big time.
What do you think about that one, Coach?
Well, hey, what I'll do is I'll say, everybody go back to the last episode and listen to Coach's Corner. I talked a lot about visualization and what it does for you and how you can use it. This is a great time to deal with not being able to get on the greens. Use that visualization and understand how you can picture what you're doing, develop those skills so that when you actually do get on the green, you add it to your repertoire and you strengthen those kind of skills. It's a perfect time for it. What I could do is if people are interested, and make sure you let us know in the comments and in the chat and stuff, I can do some videos on visualization and try to give a little more detail and some tools on how to actually do it.
Yeah, absolutely. And another good thing I think from that I would be doing is just trying to stay in shape as much as possible. I know obviously maybe eating a perfect diet might be a little difficult at the moment with all the clear outs and at the grocery store. So, but I mean, you can still go outside. You can still go for a walk, go for a run, do push-ups and stuff inside. Just yep. Things that you can do just without having to go to I guess all the gyms are closed now, right?
Yeah.
So yep. Just going outside for a run, trying to stay in shape, keep yourself doing stuff that's physical. It's always a good step in the right direction.
I think it's also a good time to kind of practice finding, like, I guess your happy place, right? I mean, we're all stuck inside or stuck not being able to socialize as much. So it's a good time to kind of practice being with yourself. And I mean, in a singles game, for sure, you're just out there with yourself and you're really playing against yourself and hoping to beat the other guy. But, you know, it's a good way to find your ideal mental performance state and try and identify what really makes you tick as a person.
Yeah, absolutely. For sure. Well, is there anything that you were excited to either watch or attend that's been canceled over the last little while, Jeff? Other than World Bowls, of course.
World Bowls is the big one for me, yeah. We did have a couple law school events canceled, which were heartbreakers. But other than that, things have remained the same over here.
What's a law school event?
We had our law ball was canceled, actually, so it was our big formal event, so we couldn't go through with that, unfortunately.
Poor Bob.
I know. World didn't get to see me in a suit.
Unfortunately, my company is celebrating its 100th year in business, and they were doing a whole bunch of events to celebrate their 100th year, like family stuff, and they were having a concert.
Sorry, I'm not laughing at you.
And that has all been canceled as a result of this. People just, we can't group together in that kind of a social environment. So yeah, it's unfortunate. I mean, companies, concerts, all these cool events that people go, like, I know, local communities around here have just their special annual event, like, fall balls and family time and parks opening and all that kind of stuff, and those big events where thousands of people go just aren't going to happen.
Yeah, my girlfriend and I had tickets to go to see the Blue Jays in Montreal against the Yankees at Olympic Stadium. I was actually looking forward to that. It was supposed to be on Monday and Tuesday, but that got canceled last week, and obviously I'm not allowed to go anywhere, so it's not happening. So stuff like that sucks, and I know this might resonate with you more, Daryl, but it looks like the Khabib Ferguson fight's not going to happen again. So,
yeah. So for those that don't know, my two favorite things to do, one is lawn bowls, and the other is MMA. So, there's a fight. It's been a super fight. It's been something that everybody's been looking forward to, and it's been canceled four times before, and it was finally booked for the fifth. Everybody kept getting injured or something happened. And now this happened, so it's just cursed.
I had a little chuckle there when you were talking a minute ago, Daryl. Garrett in the chat says, I'm glad this show hasn't been canceled.
Me too.
Yeah, I don't know. We might run out of things to talk about, but I'm sure we're going to show up every other week. So,
you know, it might actually turn into a little bit of an everything sports and just general conversation. Get people on, talk about stuff, how they're doing, how things are going. The more we can actually talk to people and get information back and forth, I think the better it off it's going to be. Keep our community talking to each other.
Yeah, obviously Bowls is great, and we love would love to talk about that every single day, but unfortunately Bowls doesn't happen every single day, so there's always not news and stuff to go on. And I think another big part of this whole podcast is trying to build a community of people that have similar interests. So if it's not talking about Bowls, I'm obviously happy to talk about just about anything. John Seidman says he's missing out on commentating some curling matches, and he thinks that Canada curling is being shut down for the most part, and he is expecting a postponement of the Australian Open. Yeah, that's a pretty big one for the bowling community to postpone. Like that's got to be almost bigger than the World Championships in a sense, right?
Well, it's a staple event for sure. Yeah, every year. So
yeah, I mean for the Gold Coast, I mean, hosting the championships obviously is a huge, huge thing. But the Australian Open, I think, is probably a bigger moneymaker for them because it's not just a set group of teams coming and not. I mean, the teams generally are not going to gamble and drink and do all that kind of stuff during the day. Whereas you go to the Australian Open, and it's a huge social festival where people are spending money, buying stuff, having dinner there, all that kind of stuff. I'm sure they make a lot more money through it, and that's going to hurt quite a bit.
Yeah, we were actually talking about this the other day. Oh, sorry, Luke.
Go ahead. You go ahead, Bob.
We were talking just kind of amongst the team about how this was going to kind of affect like smaller clubs, I guess, in Canada. Obviously, a lot of people aren't going to be looking for new activities. So I'd be curious to see what you guys thought about just how clubs are going to react to the new reality that we have and what we're going to do with that as a community.
I think the point you made about the smaller clubs struggling to get new members will definitely be a big one. And I mean, I pray and hope that we don't lose any of our members through this whole thing. So yeah. Who really knows? It's so vague and hard to really nail down what I think on that one, I guess.
For me, I think it's going to be a question of what do the clubs do during this time, and once we know that we can actually start getting on the greens and doing stuff, how do they react? If clubs just don't do anything and try to do the same old thing, are they going to suffer as a result? Or do they going to find that they need to do a lot more just to get people back out and on the greens? Who knows how this is going to end? Is it going to scare people away from actually going out and being in big groups, especially that older demographic, right?
Yeah, I guess another thing to think about is, like, I know for me personally, our signups are only a month or two away. Are they going to still take signups? Are they going to take people's money if no one knows what's going on, right? Like, I mean, I don't really want to go spend a bunch of money and not be able to get my membership out of it. So It'll be interesting to see how that goes. John, I got to ask you a question. Since you're bringing up the Australian Open, have you had to cancel any flights or anything? Or have you just made any decisions? Have you had anything booked? Just curious what you had going on there.
While we're waiting for John there, I was just going to say, I know personally my club is actually in a pretty good spot, and I know that they're going to be fine through this whole thing as far as the people that are involved and just being able to survive with it shut down. But I think it's also going to be a matter of the community picking up everybody as a whole. For those that love bowls, for those that really, really care about their clubs, make sure you support them. Make sure you do the stuff that you can to help those clubs out. Even if they're not your home club, if you're connected, you know, I'm sure they can use your help to keep going.
Yeah,
right. Yeah, I mean, I know a lot of clubs in Manitoba, or I'm not sure about out here, but a lot of them are usually just kind of scraping by on the operational budgets and whatnot. So to be out there and support, or to, you know, even just put your membership in, it's important for clubs to have that revenue. So,
true. Got a quick side note. John Petulli wanted me to give a shout out to the mascot of the Saskatchewan Rush from the lacrosse game because he actually was able to hook me up with a meet and greet with David Ayers when I was there. Somehow I talked my way into it, and he didn't take pictures with anybody else except for us. So I don't really know what I did, but couple of drinks, a couple of liquid courages, and you never know what's going to happen, right? So
you met the true up-and-coming star.
Quick shout-out. We had our hands right up in the air, too, so it was a good time. John Seitman says, so far we haven't canceled anything with the Australian Open. We're looking to see if contingencies of using the flight for credit for a different event. Yeah, that'd be kind of cool. John, try something new, maybe something you've never gone to before. If assuming it doesn't get rescheduled or something.
Talking about that, I mean, I know a lot of people have canceled stuff like cruises and flights and all that kind of stuff. But Luke, I mean, we're both friends with someone that just came back from a cruise, and I'm actually surprised that they were out there that long. They just got back.
Yeah, how long was he stuck for?
I'm not sure, but the photos, I know that they only got to one port out of all the ones that they actually were supposed to disembark and do little tours around. But I was worried. Obviously, I knew they were out there. I think there was 4 or 5 bowlers all together on that cruise. And sorry, Larry, you're in the older demographic now, but
Shout out, Larry.
Yeah, it's scary to know that they're out there, and I'm just glad that they were able to get home safely.
Yeah, definitely scary things. A lot of people, it sounds like people are going to get stuck for extended periods of time. I mean, I guess they have to let Canadians come home at some point. But
Yeah, the snowbirds, that's going to be the big thing, hey, coming across or coming back from Phoenix or Arizona, Florida.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, right. So that'll be interesting, actually. I never thought about that.
Yeah. A lot of Manitobans do the travel down there and go play out there or kind of spend their winters there. So it'll be curious to see if they're able to come back or what's
that. It'll even be more interesting coming through the United States just because they've been hit so much harder than we have so far anyway. So.
And it's crazy down in the States, the hotbeds for bowls clubs in Florida and Arizona, it's in massive retirement communities.
Yeah. Right.
And it's also not great. Did you see all the stuff that was happening because of the spring break at Daytona Beach with all the people just not, pardon my French, but not giving a shit about the virus, right?
Yeah.
And they were just tons and tons of people partying on the beach and in the ocean and stuff. Like, that just doesn't sound like a good idea right now.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I don't know. Well, what do you think, Daryl? Do you want to talk about something else, or?
I think we've covered most of the stuff that's going on here. I don't know if anybody in chat has something that they wanted to ask, something that they wanted to talk about. Anything even outside of this whole situation with borders being shut down and events being postponed. Rob, what does it look like for you going forward? Are you just stuck in Nova Scotia? What about the jobs and schools and all that kind of stuff? What's going on there?
Yeah, lots up in the air here. I'm going to be leaving my flight as is. I was saying to you guys before, but if I change my flight to any earlier, I won't be getting a direct flight home, which obviously if you're managing kind of isolation, best to not be stopping in as many ports as possible. So it looks like I'll be staying here. But I'm supposed to be starting a job in Calgary come May 4th. So whether that goes forward or not at this point, I'm not sure. I'm going to be moving through 3 different cities. I have no idea what the summer is going to look like right now or what the new reality will be. I might be in Winnipeg for a long time. I'm not sure. Hopefully I'm not stuck out here, but I would like to be able to see the family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Garrett in the chat again says, actually, how are you guys doing? How are you guys doing right now? Is anybody sick? So I don't know if you heard me say it at the start of the show, but actually I'm stuck on 14-day self-quarantine because I had what I believe is another health issue, but it's a respiratory problem with my asthma. So my doctor requested that I stay at home, and I have to try and go to the health unit to get a test, but I'm not sure if I'm going to be able to get one because I'm not sure if I would be considered high risk with asthma or with my age. So at the moment, I feel fine. Just breathing's a little odd. Other than that, I feel all right. What about you guys?
I'm still getting over a cough from, it's probably over a month. It flared up a little bit because I was actually at the hospital with my wife. She broke her wrist and had to have surgery. I'm even though I'm not glad that she broke her wrist, I am glad that we got through it before this whole thing exploded, because the hospitals must be just insanity. I know our local hospitals, especially the one that we went to, which is an excellent hospital, they're shutting down visitors to anybody during this time, which is pretty crazy as well. So I'm fine. I got a little bit of a cough. I'm working from home, so I'm pretty much self-isolated anyway, but doing all right.
Is it all visitors, Daryl, at that hospital?
From what I read, they're shutting it down to visitors. So they're accepting patients, doing that kind of stuff. And yeah, I don't know to what extent you have to be screened before you can actually go see somebody in there.
Yeah, that was the biggest problem with me is I was reading online and it pretty much said, do not go to the hospital if you have any of these symptoms. So I had to kind of just sit at home and wait to call my doctor, because my doctor only works 2 days a week, unfortunately. So I had to sit here and wait, and now we're here. What about you, Rob? You look great. How are you feeling?
Feeling fine. Yeah, we're just trying to kind of adjust, have us kind of make the most of the situation, I guess. I don't want to say have fun with it, but my roommate and I, we celebrated our St. Patrick's Day by putting on suits yesterday and having a little bocce tournament in our apartment. So I just trying to adjust to the new systems and all that. So studying for an exams keeps you pretty busy, but other than that, yeah, I feel fine. Feel good to go. So
hey, if you want to see that bocce tournament, if you look under Rob's name, that's his Instagram, Bobby.law. You can see those videos on Bobby.law Instagram and what he did during St. Patrick's Day.
It is some high quality content, I must say. John Seidman, you better watch out. I think I should be a commentator.
Greg was saying he made it home. Terrifying times out here. I took possession of a new home on March 2nd. And now there's a possibility of being out of work for weeks or months. Tough pill to swallow. Yeah, wow. That's for sure.
Yeah.
He also said, currently still slated to go north for a week, but who knows after that. As far as bowls goes, taking this time to work on getting into the best shape possible, and really hoping to be playing bowls here in the summer. Potentially a new team in the works out here. Nice. And I'm really, really excited to see it come together. Yeah, I'm kind of in the same boat. I'm actually really excited for this season after last season, so I really hope we get to play, but who knows. John Seidman says, do not take the commentating mic from me yet there, Bobby.
Once the people see the video, they'll speak for themselves.
Bobby's interviews will be quick. He usually is. So.
He's thrown down the gauntlet there, John, so be careful.
Is that a challenge?
Yeah.
Should we have a challenge on stream, Daryl?
Yeah, maybe we'll throw up a video and then we'll see who commentates it better.
We'll get as many people in the chat as we possibly can. We'll put up a poll and then we'll have John and Rob commentate the same clip, and whoever gets the most likes wins the contest, and you win absolutely nothing from the Canadian bowler.
Maybe it's all for pride.
We'll make you a t-shirt.
Hey, it's in budget, right? So
some duct tape on a black shirt from you guys,
and boom goes the dynamite. Yeah, he passes it to the man, and boom goes the dynamite. And now, well, I said you have to commentate the clip. Nobody said it has to be good commentating. It could be funny, it could be bad, it could still be great.
Apparently my commentating skills require me yelling "oh my" a bunch, so.
And I'm pretty sure you like to say he's hitting a dinger quite a lot, right?
I love to see a good dinger, that's for sure.
We gotta get Big Al on the podcast.
For those of you who don't understand, there's the Little League, or what's it, the Little League
World Series.
Yeah, and there's the hilarious Big Al, and he hits dingers, and it's his opening statement. And I showed Luke that video probably 100 times throughout our last 4 years.
When it came out, I was in Winnipeg for the under-25s, and I think Rob showed me it every morning, every time we got back from the club, every time we ate a meal together, every time pretty much he pulled out his phone. But if you know Rob, that's not often, because he's super flaky, and he'll write you back 16 hours after he sent you the last message. So he did pretty good on that one.
The truth is coming out here, guys. Yeah,
I get roasted here. I gotta go. My internet's going out or something.
Oh man.
Oh. God.
We got Garrett here. He says, my buddy Dan is wondering, how does one get into lawn bowling?
Well, I can help you with this one, Garrett, because I do know who you are, and I do know where you live. If you go to the local lawn bowling club in Tilbury, Ontario, if it's still there, I'm sure there's a gentleman there by the name of Jamie who could help you. He used to be a teacher at a school. That's all I know. If he's still doing it, I don't know. I just know he used to, out of that place, Garrett and I, it's actually a funny story. We met online playing video games together, and we actually ended up knowing some mutual friends that he went to the same school as. And at that school, they had a program through one of the teachers. I think he was a teacher anyways, named Jamie, and he brought a bunch of kids down to the under 18 provincial championships and stuff. So if he's still around, I'm sure he'd help you out.
I also like how Garrett's asking for a friend, apparently, but it's okay, Garrett. We know you want to try lawn bowling.
It's actually really funny that he says my buddy Dan, because when we used to play video games, his screen name was Dan.
It is Garrett. See?
Yeah, I mean, it is really easy. As Luke said, it's olba.ca. I think it's .ca, so .com.ca. The Ontario Lawn Bowls Association. It's if they have a club finder, you can see what clubs are in your area and just give it a try.
So, Daryl, I got a question from John Petulli. He's he called in.
All right.
On the show. I don't have him on the line anymore, but he did call in. He says, discuss your proposed teams for the summer, specifically the Gunners you're playing with at WOBA.
Who, me?
All of us, I guess.
Okay, I'll go first. So the idea was to play with Luke, my co-host, Owen Kirby, who's a young guy here in the same...
At WOBA?
Not at WOBA, but is he just talking specifically about WOBA?
WOBA.
Well, at the WOBA, it's... Playing with WOBA. We're going for the four-peat then, right? So it's it's myself, Mike Wagner, Tom Roth, and... Jürgen Fessler. We won it the last three years, so we're going for the fourth.
I saw their Kijiji ad for a new skip, though. How do you feel about that?
Ooh.
My name's bang. First on that plaque, so I don't know what you're talking about.
Rob, are you attending this year?
I don't know if WOBA will be in the cards for me this year. I'm not quite sure on that front, but I'm going to guess that there will be no Bobby Law at WOBA this year.
Actually, lucked myself into a pretty good situation with the man who asked the question. I get to hang out with the Petulli brothers, Harambe and John the Bomb, and we have Mark Sanford as our fourth, so should be a good team on and off the greens.
Sandman, yep.
Sandman. Yeah, it'll be a good time.
Oh, good.
Alrighty, guys. Well, I think it's about time to wrap her up, because I am completely out of thoughts. I just got a weird email. So thanks everybody for tuning in today. Thanks Bobby again for stopping by on the show. We'd love to have you back again as a regular from time to time, if you don't mind.
Thanks for having me. I'm surprised I got the invite back after last time, but I'm pumped about it.
And Daryl, again, obviously thanks for being my beautiful co-host, as I like to say. And until next time, guys, make sure you stock up on your toilet paper, stay safe, and I hope all your shots are touchers. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, guys.